was actually very, very surprised that he got transferred to Real Madrid. I know him very, very well from my time at Dinamo Zagreb, and he's a huge talent. He's got the potential to be a great player. I think at the beginning when he came to Inter Milan, the first few games he was he'd done really, really well. And I think somewhere that he stagnated a little bit. But for him, it's a great thing, and I think he'll do great things at Real Madrid eventually. I just don't know how long that will take.
What surprised you about the move then?
Well, I just think that he hasn't done what he can do on a regular basis, week in, week out, for the last 12 months. That's the only thing that surprised me. And for a club like Real Madrid, I don't think they're going to wait. They don't want to wait. They want the results straight away. And I really, really hope that he does the job straight away. But I think he's gonna need a bit of time to suit into the Spanish type of play, I think.
At Inter Milan, he seemed to be played in a number of different positions in midfield. What do you think is his best position?
I think he's a central midfielder, right or left, where he's got a bit of freedom to do what he can do. I think he's also a type of player who needs freedom, similar player to Luka Modric. And that's why I think that the Spanish league suits his game a lot more than the Italian game. I'm pretty sure that he can deliver at Real Madrid, but I'm just very skeptical when. At this time of his career, I think that he has to play. If he doesn't play, it's not going to be good for him, because he hasn't been playing regularly in Italy, and that's the only thing that worries me a little bit. It just gives a question mark out.
What's his mentality like?
He's a great kid. He's, I think, sometimes even too nice on the field, but I think he'll learn that. He was learnt a little bit in Italy. Technically, God has given him everything what's needed to become a great football player, and he's a very, very disciplined guy. He was brought up in Austria and came to Croatia as an 11 or 12 year old, and then he's been at Dinamo ever since, and then he got transferred to Inter Milan and now to Real Madrid. I'm pretty sure that he'll never have any problems or any scandals with him. That's for sure.
Can he handle the high pressure, the high price tag, and the expectation of playing for arguably the world's biggest club?
Well, it all depends how he looks at it. If he looks at it as a challenge and enjoy, he can enjoy it. Or if you look at it as high expectations and get nervous and not do as well as he can. I'm pretty sure that he's the type of player who's going to enjoy it. And when you enjoy playing football, then you play your best football, and then he'll do wonders for sure.
And how important is it that he has Luka Modric there with him?
I think that's very important. Luka had needed a few months as well when he came to Real Madrid to settle in. Luka needed a few months as well when he came to Tottenham from Croatia. But then he's eventually he worked on himself every day, and he got better and better and better. And that's what great players do. And if anyone is going to give him good and great advice, then it's Luka Modric. And knowing Luka as well, he'll help him for sure. And I think things will be a lot easier for Matteo, just because the fact that Luka Modric is there.
And finally, imagine I'm Matteo Kovacic and you're just having a chat with me. What's the one piece of advice that you would give?
The one piece of advice I'd give Matteo is to enjoy himself and enjoy every single day, because his dream has come true. And do the best you can every single day, every training, every game, and then everything will come into place how he'd imagine.